streets of fucking LA, bitches. Shit, I got almost knocked down by a fucking car. But yeah, this is like a really poor part of Los Angeles. Like, it's like run down, like, it's not fucking Hollywood, I can tell you that. This place, admittedly, the surroundings really fucking suck. Like, I've been eating, like, Subway, McDonald's, and ramen for the past month. I want more fucking, like, nice food around me so I can eat better. I'm thinking of, like, if I should, like, change hostels, you know, just because, like, the food is getting really fucking old. Oh, yeah, so, like, by the way, like, if you guys didn't know, like, the hostel that I'm living in, it costs, like, what, $600 a month to stay in? So it's like, that's why, like, I put it on, like, to, you know, the public or anyone, you know, if anybody, like, can provide me a house that's, like, my price range is up to, like, $1,000 a month, and, yeah, if anybody can get me a place, like, you know, that's, like, really good and a private place, and it doesn't matter what the state is, as long as it's good, surroundings is good, and, like, and if it's good, if it's a fucking good offer, I'll fucking move there. Private place, then I could fucking maybe be motivated to make some fully edited, fully scripted videos. You know, my usual quality content. But yeah, enough to fucking not give a shit about my ex-girlfriend living here. Until then, I will just be wandering. Oh, and the reason why, like, I'm not finding my own private place, because I know definitely you can find a fucking place for, like, what, $400 a month, a private place in America. It's because I'm fucking lazy. It takes a lot of work to, like, you know, sort that stuff out. It's like, I don't want to do all of that, so, yeah. So somebody has to fucking, like, not only have a good offer, but fucking, like, seduce me. Fucking seduce me out of it, you know, to get me to that place. Yeah. So, that's the name of the fucking game. I'm just going for the, with the flow, dude. And, I think, my video content quality, as you can see, you know, it hasn't dipped significantly. So that's why I'm still rolling. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, bitch. The counter to the conservative counterculture, the counter-counterculture, is coming, it seems. There will be a left-wing resurgence on the internet. I predict, like, TJ, Creationist Cat, and Cult of Dusty, they'll both have a resurgence in terms of popularity, and it'll be fucking exciting. Because you can see, like, you know, debunking videos of, like, Jordan Peterson and Dave Rubin. It's all becoming very popular now. That they'll become popular again, and then there'll be a field of new voices like ContraPoints, Destiny, you know, if he ever comes back. It'll be fucking exciting. And I'm left-wing, so I could join the fray and make a name for myself too, which could be fun, so. Because, I do fucking hate right-wingers too, so. Yeah! Do you know that June, aka Shoe on Head, blocked me on Twitter? Like, I've never said a single fucking word to her. She has me blocked on, Twitter. I think, and she blocked exactly after the time that I uploaded, why child pornography, should be legal. I haven't talked to her in my life, and she, blocked me. So, I don't know, man, maybe she had, like, a bad experience as a child or something, so it, you know, triggered her. I think, and oh, by the way, and I also like to say, like, I think it's acceptable to do that. I'm not like, you block somebody's, anti-free speech, you know. But, it's just something funny, yeah. Fucking anti-SJW, June blocked me. So, I like her stuff. I'm kind of pissed off that, she could have more subs than TJ soon. But, in that way, she's overrated. But, like, in terms of her, general videos, it's fine. It's funny, it's nice. I like it. She's okay. Oh yeah, if you guys didn't know, like, my second, like, this main channel was banned for 2 weeks. So for the past 2 weeks, I've, like, posted stuff,
on my second channel, AmosE2.2, link in the description. You guys should really check out the past 2 weeks of content and subscribe to that second channel. Because, like, in case this account gets banned for 2 weeks or maybe even gets completely nuked because I accidentally posted something inappropriate, you can go there. And also, like, that second channel, I think I know what it is for right now. It's kind of like, they're basically small little, you know, I don't want to, like, crowd up, like, my main channel, so I'm posting, like, extra, like, small little, like, the nuts and bolts of, videos that I think I'll compile into a bigger main channel video in the future. So basically, like, if you want to, like, see, like, the inner workings of my brain, like, kind of like the brainstorming process, I think, check out the channel. Fuck, I hope I'm fucking coherent. Fucking subscribe to AmosE2.2, bitches. Fuck you in the nuts, man. Fuck coherence. Academic coherence is overrated. You know, in fucking schools, they teach you to speak like robots, essentially. Then you're marked as, like, a good 9 out of 10 speaker. It's like, the dog ran... Oh, fucking hell, I hit the goddamn pole. The dog ran around the bush. He was great. And you'd think that, I think that the kind of delivery that, like, George Carlin or, like, you know, TJ would give, they wouldn't give them a 10 out of 10. Like, I think that fucking, like, fucking schools teach you how to speak like robots. Real life teach you how to speak like actual real life people. The thing is, like, nobody likes that robot. So, I never like how academics talk. Like, Jordan Peterson and Sam Harris, like, they talk like, eh. Fucking robots. But TJ and George Carlin, those are the people, like, I think their dynamic range speaking skills are far better. Larger range, larger skill set. They can speak like academics. They just don't want to. They just don't fucking, because they know, like, it's fucking boring. It's not their style. I think it's boring too. So, do not look at stupid academics and politicians for your speaking skills. Look at people, comedians. Like me. Do I speak well? Many Americans are jealous that I speak better than them because I'm from Asia. Too bad, bitch. Learn your English. If you notice my change of clothes, I think before I was wearing, what, gray? Now I'm wearing fucking light pink. The reason why is these shots is an illusion. It's not taken during the fucking same day. It's taken in different fucking days, if you understand what the fuck I'm saying. And so, yeah, I've spoiled the illusion. Do you want to fuck me in the ass? Oh, yeah. Well, suck my dick and call me a cunt. Yeah. I am beginning to see the huge importance of money. I think before that, I did not want to admit the importance of money. You know, because I'd be afraid that, like, the desire for money will, you know, drag me down. But, you know, you gotta fucking acknowledge reality. Like, there's literally, like, a, like, study which shows that, you will become more happy if you have more money. At least up till a certain point. I think it's up till, like, $75,000 a year, which is, like, $6,000. That's when you get maximum happiness. Then, if you have more money after that, then, you know, it doesn't really matter. But now I'm... Yeah, and I definitely haven't made that much yet. And I really do wish that I can attain that peak amount of happiness. So I really will strive to, try to get, like, $6,000 a month. So you guys, and as I said, like, most of my money now comes from Patreon. And, because ad revenues is, you know, because of Adpocalypse, it's not that much. So please, please, Patreon and donations, so please. Patreon account is down below. Bank account number is down below. No PayPal yet. No PayPal because they fucking banned me. Please donate to me so I can achieve peak happiness. Because really, I want to be as happy as possible. So I don't even know what the feeling of happiness is, really. I don't know. Or at least peak happiness. So I really want to be as happy as possible. So please donate money to me if you like my work. And if you want me to be happy. And also, like, I feel that, like, yeah, please do. Please do. I'm kind of like hesitant to be like donate to make me more happy. I'm kind of like I prefer it if you like genuinely like my work, then donate. Yeah. So but you know, hopefully the happiness thing motivates people more to help support my work. Yeah. Am I coherent? Hopefully I'm coherent. Is the lighting okay? Can you see my beautiful face clearly? Damn. So fucking shiny, I can barely see the motherfucking screen. I cannot see the fucking screen. Am I even recording?
So this is not the street, it is in the toilet. So many fucking lies. The video is called Rambling in the Streets, and yet there are shots where I am in this fucking toilet, where nobody can fucking interfere. Where will the lies end, motherfucker? Am I a penis, or am I life? Do I suck dicks, or do I fuck me in the ass? Am I just creating this fucking footage so that I can extend the video link to fucking 10 minutes so that I can rake in the fucking ad revenue? But then again, this video is so fucking vulgar, it'll probably get demonetized. So what's the point? What's the point in life? Should I suck dicks? Should I go round? This is an homage to Copper Cap. Copper Cap is pretty good, actually. Like, I've seen the videos, throughout his channel, and there's actually artist aesthetic merit in it. You might just think that, you know, he's some kind of, like loud-ass troll, and he's just, like, you know, being a dick, you know, posting those stupid videos. I actually looked at them and, like, analyzed them. There is aesthetic merit. The guy is a very talented individual, Copper Cap, so take note of that. I rate his YouTube channel a 7.3 out of 10. I rate my own YouTube channel 7.8, if you do not know. Oh, I rated all my YouTube videos, by the way. I have like a blog post down below, check it, where I rate all my fucking videos. You can check it out and tell me which are your, you probably will not agree with it. And you can tell me which you think are my favorite YouTube videos I've made thus far. That was a Nazi salute. I'm gonna be demonetized. This was a fucking stupid segment, holy shit. You see? Oh, you see? Like, this, yeah, it has like a 7-minute limit, you know, in this hostel for baths. But I usually stay for like 30-40 minutes masturbating because fuck you. It's inconsiderate because people need to use the toilet, and yet here I am masturbating.
You know what I think? I think that maybe internally I'm lonely. Like, what I mean by that is like, I mean, I'm still standing. I don't feel like killing myself every day. But like, I think that if I found more people that I can connect with, I'd be happier. That's just what it is. I'd be more happier. I thought my ex-girlfriend was a good one, and I don't know if she'll continue talking to me. But aside from her, like, I really do wish that I can find more people to connect with. Maybe I'm just so used to this, like, lonely state that, you know, it's not even, like, painful anymore, you know? Maybe, like, everyone else is feeling not lonely, and that feeling is so much better than what I feel in like a base in what I feel every day. But you know, I just didn't notice it. I thought that this feeling right here is, you know, what everyone is should feel, or even could be better than what people generally feel. So I hope to find more people whom I can connect with. If you think you can connect with me, email me at amosy@gmo.com. Or message me on Facebook, internet, the place to find all friends.